So how you guys doing? I hope your Easter was fantastic. I don't know if I'd put ours in that category. I'm not sure it merits. Oh, my phone. It never ends. Constantly chirping at all times. It's a chirping son of a whore. All right. What was I saying? I don't know. Our Easter. Right. Our Easter, I don't know if we could put it in the fantastic category. It was perfectly fine. It was quiet. There was a little bit too much sitting on our ass-ism going on. Should have been out there with a rake, especially on Saturday. I should have been out there with a rake, cleaning up the yard, prepping it, getting it ready for the spring. But did I? No, I did not. There was a lot of sitting around. We went out to lunch, I think, on Saturday. I don't remember what else. I listened to two baseball games and watched a lot of TV. Watched that beachfront bargain hunt where these people who have like an enormous amount of money, reasons unknown. I don't know. I don't know where they get all this money. The guy's like, you know, he's like a he works for a landscaping company, and she is a part-time cashier at Dollar General. They have a budget of $450,000 just for their vacation home. What? How in the hell? I mean, most of these people are buying vacation homes. These are not homes they're going to live in. And they're trying to get some kind of, you know, the whole concept of the show is they're living amongst millionaires, you know, but they're only paying like, well, each, depending on what part of the country they're in. If they're in the Northeast, it's like $400,000 bargain. That doesn't sound like a bargain to me. That's a shitload of money. But, you know, down south, they're like $150,000. They're buying like, we want right on the ocean, you know, 4 bedrooms. We want a wraparound, you know, deck, 360-degree view of the Atlantic. I don't know how that works. But you know what I'm saying. So, anyway, that's the concept. We watched a bunch of those. Should have been out there working in the yard instead. And then on Sunday, bought this honey-baked ham. This is the second time we've gone down that route. We did it on Christmas. We bought one on Christmas, and now we bought one on Easter, and we might be locked in. They taste really great. I mean, they're great. It's a great product. However, I feel like they're wildly overpriced. It feels like they take like a $12 ham, smoke the living daylights out of it. I mean, they throw a smoking on that thing like you wouldn't believe. And then they slice it. Perfect. You know, it's not super thin, but not real thick. Not like steak thick, but thick enough where it has a little bit of like integrity to it. And then they wrap it in this heavy aluminum foil. And they slap a $45 price tag on it. And then everybody, you know, everybody's happy, I guess, except for me. I mean, I'm happy with the ham. Not so happy with the $45. I'm like, holy shit, you know. You know, it's one of those things. You only do it on holidays. Do they sell ham, like, just on a Wednesday? Maybe the millionaires. Maybe the Vanderbilts are buying it, you know. I don't know, but we don't. So I guess, you know, if you buy it a couple times a year, I guess that's fine. Seems wildly expensive to me. Am I cheap? I don't know. But anyway, so that's what we did. We got that, made a bunch of, you know, cooked a bunch of sides to go with it, several pies. You know what we went with this year, which is unusual. I mean, we're outside of our comfort zone. Tony made a pineapple upside down cake, which is good. You know, that's good. And then, but we also went with a key lime pie. We don't usually, you know, that's unusual for us. I like the, lemon meringue. In fact, I have this reputation back home in Dunbar. If I go back there, well, back when my grandmother was still alive, or my mom, either one, you know, if I was saying, I'm going to come home next weekend, right? Just for instance, especially when I was in like Greensboro and I could just pop in and out, you know, I'd say, I'm going to come home. I'm going to be home next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And they'd be like, who's going to make the pie? Who's going to make Jeff's lemon pie? I mean, it was just an automatic. I mean, that's pretty cool. You know, when your presence triggers an automatic lemon meringue pie, man, that's living. But I never really had too many key lime pies. We had one when we were in Myrtle Beach, or we had a slice. I think we shared a slice at some fancy pants on the ocean, expensive place. And it was, man, that thing was kicking, you know. I mean, I've had them before, but it's rare. So we got one of those, and that was good. It feels like the one in Myrtle Beach was slightly better, but maybe it was just the, just fact that you were sitting in a fancy restaurant makes you think this is really good, you know, even if it's not, you know. So anyway, that's what we had. And also I went by, on Sunday I was out, and I went by Krispy Kreme. The place was packed. I went by there and I was like, holy mackerel. Like there were cars everywhere. So on my way back towards our house, after I ran my errands, I said, I'm going to stop in there. I'm going to get Easter donuts, you know? And, so I went through there. I was going to go inside, and it was complete craziness. I don't know. I didn't know they did that kind of business in there, but, that place was smoking. It was smoking like a ham. And so I went through the drive-thru, ordered a dozen just plain glazed, because I have a history with that. One time, a couple years ago, I stopped there on my way to work. I bought a dozen assorted. I just said, just do an assorted. I don't know, just pick 12. So I bought it, took it to work, and this woman cracked the thing open. She goes, ooh, Krispy Kreme. She went over there, lifted the lid on it. She goes, what the hell's this? She goes, I thought, if you go to Krispy Kreme, you're supposed to just get the regular glazed. You're not supposed to get all this weird shit. It's like, listen, sister, I don't know. You know, I paid $8.99 for this, so I don't need any criticisms from you. If you don't want it, keep walking, you know? Jeez Louise. So then that's one of those things sticks in the back of your mind. And so this time, you know, I went through there, and I just got 12. This is for our house. This is for our Easter donuts, you know? And so I just got 12 glazed, and I took them home, and I asked Tony. I said, hey, you want one of our Easter donuts? You want the first Easter donut? And she goes, Easter donut? That's not, you know, there's no such thing. I said, there is now, you know, starting this year, there's such a thing as Easter donuts. And she goes, she's like sighing with, you know, I don't know. She lets out this exhalation, lifts the lid on it. And she's like, you just got glazed? It's like, what the? I can't win with this thing. I'm out there, you know, I'm out there buying donuts for the world, for the universe. And all I'm doing is getting criticized for it. It's not all glazed, you know. That's a complaint. And then when it is all glazed, it's not, you know. Nobody's ever happy, you know. They can't just say, "Thank you, Jeff, for the Easter donuts," you know. So that's what we had. We had three options with the key lime pie. We had the pineapple upside down cake, and we had the Krispy Kreme Easter glazed donuts. So that's what we had. And then we had the expensive ass $45 honey baked ham and a bunch of side items. Yeah. So that was good. You know, you can't complain about any of that. My God. We still have like a half a ham up there. And it's in the refrigerator. And it's still, when you crack open that, it's not even hot. You know, it's cold because it's in the, you know, when you put things in the refrigerator, it's cold. You know what I'm saying? And so you crack open the foil on that thing, and man, that is a good, that thing will punch you. You know, it's a nice punch. So that's what our weekend was. It wasn't great, but it was pleasant. And what's wrong with that? You know, it's one of those weekends where you probably won't remember it. You know, nothing major happened. Nothing you're gonna think about, you know, in years to come. But it was pleasant. So, I mean, you know, give me a break. God. You know, so my history with Easter, when I was a kid, I mean, we're not, you know, I was never religious. My parents sent me and my brother to church when we were young. We went to a Baptist church in our town, you know. They didn't go. I mean, they sent us. They didn't go. But it feels like we went with maybe like a grandparent. I can't remember. Can't remember the logistics on this deal. And I don't want to be, I don't want to say anything that offends or anything, but I'm just talking about me. All I can talk about is me. It never appealed to me. I don't know. Even when I was a kid, none of that stuff appealed to me. I have absolutely no issue with it. If somebody else is religious, I'm completely sincere. I don't care. I mean, that's fine. I have no issue with that at all. It's just something that never appealed to me. My brother, however, okay, my mom at some point, we went for several years, Sunday school, church, and at some point she said, you guys don't have to do it anymore if you don't want to. It's completely up to you, you know. We just wanted to expose you to it, and then you can make your own decisions. I said, all right, we're done and done. And that was the end of it for me. My brother, on the other hand, he continued on, and he's still involved in it. And that's fine. That's cool. I have no issue with that. You know, because immediately when you say, it's not for me, people think you're anti. I'm not anti. You know, I'm not. Please believe me. It's very important that you believe me. But anyway, so it was never religious. We would have an Easter basket when we were young. My parents would hide it. You know, we'd have two Easter baskets, and they had the exact same thing in both of them. And my parents would hide the things. And when we were very young, they used to tell us the Easter bunny brought it. You know, and we'd get up, we'd search around, and we'd find our baskets. Didn't matter which one you found because they were exactly alike. And they were not, you know, it's not like they took it up in the attic or anything. I mean, it was like behind a chair, like right inside of a closet or something. You know, it takes seconds to find them. And then we'd commence to eating candy, you know, all the way up to a diabetic coma, you know, until you need metformin. you know what I'm saying? And that's what Easter was. And then some of my, you know, some configuration of relatives would come over. My parents would cook. My dad was a good cook. He was a firefighter, so I don't know. I think he learned to cook over there. And so he would cook, you know, right alongside my mom, and they'd whip up a feast, and some people would come over, depending on what side of the family, you know. Didn't generally. If it was my dad's side, my mom's side wasn't there, vice versa. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, that's generally what it was back in the day. And I just remember it always being beautiful, like the weather. It feels like the weather is always perfect, you know, that early spring where it's starting to get warm, but it's not super warm yet. And it looks like summer. Things are starting to bloom, but the bugs aren't out yet. Oh, that's the sweet spot right there. So that's what I think about when I think of Easter. However, up here in the Upper Pierogi Belt where we're at now, I think it's about 75-80% Catholic. So it's a completely different situation. I mean, it is a huge deal. And my phone chirping, never stops chirping. But anyway, so when I moved here, even now, it blows my mind. Just the other day, it was like a Thursday or something. Somebody at work said, "Oh, it's Thursday, and I haven't even done any of my Easter decorating." It's like, what the hell is Easter decorating? I don't even, you know. And a few years ago, some woman at work goes, "So what'd you buy your wife for Easter?" I was like, "What? Yeah, what Easter present did you buy?" Easter present? I've never heard those two words together. And I've never heard the word Easter and present, you know, back to back, you know. She was like, "Are you serious? You didn't buy your wife an Easter present?" It's like, no, you don't buy. It's like saying, what Labor Day present did you buy your wife? She says, that's not a present. You don't buy presents on Easter. But kids up here, they get like bicycles, you know, they get PlayStations. It's a full blown, you know, it's like Christmas almost. And then people were like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. I got to do my Easter shopping. What's that? Like a sack of jelly beans? I don't know. So I'm unfamiliar with this. So when we moved here, and I'm not proud of this. This is not something, you know, being ignorant is not something to be proud of. So I'm not proud of this, but I know nothing about religion. You know, I don't know anything. I don't even know anything about the religion, hardly, like that Baptist stuff. I don't even know anything about that. You know, and I went there for several years. I wasn't paying any attention. I was probably thinking about baseball cards. You know, so I don't even know anything about that. When you get into other religions, I know jack. I know more now than I used to. But when I moved here, and I used to be at work at my old job, and they're like, these people were talking about what they gave up for Lent. I was like, what is that? I mean, I'm not kidding. What does that mean? Lent. What the hell is that? You know, what are you giving up for Lent? And then they come in with the ashes on their forehead. And I was like, I don't know what this is. I mean, like I say, I'm not bragging. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm wrong. You know, I should know. I should at least know what this stuff means. I don't know what any of it means. I can remember being on a bus to New York City from here. This is just a few years ago, and there was a guy on there. He was wearing that that old school Jew uniform. I don't know. I don't mean to be disrespectful. But he's dressed sort of like a Amish, you know what I mean? Had that hat on and, you know, that kind of thing with the curls coming down. So he busts out this apparatus, and it was like a wooden box with leather straps attached to it. And he attaches it so that the box is on his forehead, and then he wraps like a leather strap up his left arm, like a snake, you know, and he starts doing some kind of chanting, incantation or something. And I'm just sitting there like, what is going on? I mean, I don't know anything about any of it, you know? And I mentioned it on my website, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that's the prayer box. What are you, stupid or something?" Like, I guess. I mean, apparently. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't know anything about religion at all, you know? So, but Easter up here is a gigantic deal, and that's fine, you know, whatever, you know? Another thing that blows my mind is, like, you can't take your Christmas tree down until Russian Christmas is over. So, like, what the hell is Russian Christmas? Are you Russian? No, I'm not Russian. Well, then, you're supposed to know. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is, but people look down their nose at you if you take your Christmas tree down before Russian Christmas. I don't know when that is. I don't know what it means. I don't know any of it. We take it down on December. Well, when I say we, Tony takes it down on December 26th. And then we get a, I mention it at work because I always think it's funny because she's in there the day after Christmas ripping that stuff down in a frenzy. And I always mention it at work and I always get, you're supposed to leave that up until Russian Christmas. So we're not Russians, you know? We're not running some kind of like hammer and sickle deal going up in here. I mean, I don't know. I still don't know what that means. There's all kinds of stuff that it's like, I don't even know, like the Sunday of the Fishes or the Feast of the Fishes and all these things. All this stuff is beyond me. I don't know anything about it. But Easter is a huge, huge deal up here in the pierogi belt. And that's fine. I'm not judgy. Like I said, you know, I find it, you know, I find it incredible because I'm very old and I don't know anything about it. So it feels like a foreign country, but whatever. You know what I am judgy about? Yesterday I was in a store. This is the kind of thing. I'm not judgy about people's choices in religion or anything like that. I'm not judgy about any of that stuff. You know, the stuff that, you know, people get accused of being judgy about. What I'm judgy about is, like, I was, like, at this beer store yesterday. I was at a grocery store that sells beer. It wasn't just a beer store. And, you know, I was standing there looking, trying to decide what to buy. Place was packed. I mean, that place was teeming, you know, with beer drinkers, various alcoholics, ne'er-do-wells. And I was standing there looking, and this guy looked like he'd been, I don't know, digging ditches, crawling under a house, you know, up in a crawl space, at some, you know, recently. And he kept walking between me and the cooler, you know what I mean? He didn't go behind me. He went between me and the cooler. That really presses my buttons, man. I don't like that. So, but he did that like three times, and I was like, "All right, that's all right." You know, I always do. That's my go-to move. That's cool. You know, just walk between me. You know, he did that like three times. Then he gets when I go up there to get in line. There's like a big line of people waiting to pay. I guess everybody's like, you know, doing their Easter shopping, you know, getting their Easter beer, you know. So I got up there. There's a big line of people. He's right in front of me. He's got two 12 packs of Busch. I mean, the guy's clearly a beer lover. I mean, this guy, you know, a man of heightened, you know, beer understanding and appreciation. But two 12 packs of Busch and some kind of a six pack of some kind of shit, I don't know, Sam Adams with cherries or something. Not a fan of the beer with the fruit infusion. I mean, that's bullshit, you know. So that's what he had, two 12 packs of Busch and some kind of cherry infused Sam Adams. He's standing there in line. And he gets up there finally, and the woman goes, "I need to see your ID." The guy's like, "Seriously?" You know, he's like looking around, hoping for somebody to back him up. He goes, "Are you serious?" And everybody's just looking at him, just like, "Get the hell out of the way, filthy son of a bitch." So he putting on a big show. He gets his license out. And the woman like scans it, and she goes, "This thing's expired. This thing expired in November." He goes, "So what? It shows you how old I am. It doesn't matter. You know, what's it matter?" She goes, "Sir, you have to present a valid piece of identification." You know, I felt like on the borderline of that TSA worker. "Sir, tend to your belongings." You know, that woman. But she was like, "Sir, we require, you know." So he's like, are you serious? You know? And, he goes, "I guess I'm gonna have to get my brother," you know? He's like all disgusted. He goes, "What kind of place is this anyway? You know, I was like, shut the, you know, I'm all, you know, I suddenly kicked into, you know, feeling protective of northeastern Pennsylvania, you know, which is a weird place for me to be, you know, an NEPA defender, you know. And I was like, shut the, if you don't like it, buddy, why don't you just go back to your fancy New York or wherever the hell you're from, your New Hampshire, you know, and you just stay out of this area. We like our kielbasa here. We like our Easter shopping, you know, and we like our wildly convoluted beer laws. All right. So just step off, buddy, you know. So he goes, I guess I'll have to get my brother, you know, whatever. So I was just waiting because you can't buy that much beer either. That was going to be the next battle. You can't be buying like 24, 30 beers. I mean, there are rules, you know. So I think you can only buy 18. I think you can buy 18 12-ounce beers. He had 30. So that was going to be, he was going to go get his brother out of the truck, I'm sure. There's no point in saying car. He's going to go get his brother out of the truck. They're going to come in there throwing around a bunch of filthy attitude, you know, cobwebs in their hair, you know. And then they got to make two purchases, you know, I don't know, whatever. So I'm not judgy about my grandfather on my mother's side, who was a saint, by the way, in my view, both of them, my mother, my grandmother and my grandfather, they're saints in my view, but, just almost perfect human beings. Yeah, I might have a skewed view of things, especially my grandmother. I don't want to get into it. But anyway, my grandfather on my mother's side, supposedly, I heard these stories after the fact, forbid my mother and my aunt from ever dating a Catholic. I don't know what that's about. You know, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what the objection would be to such a thing. Because with all this, lack of knowledge, you know, I don't know enough. You know, I don't know enough to have an opinion one way or the other. I don't have enough information to form a prejudice. You know what I mean? I can't even muster up a good prejudice. So anyway, so I'm not judgy about that kind of stuff. I'm judgy about these guys, this kind of thing. You know, this is the kind of thing that I go through life judging. And also people stand in front of ATM, you know, ATMs. I was getting ready to say ATM machine, but that would be automated teller machine. But people that stand in front of a ATM and they, you know, this thing spits out a receipt and they stand there and study it, you know. So get the hell out of the way. You know, you can study that over there and let me have access to the machine. I am waiting. I don't know if you're aware. I don't think people are even aware of what goes on around them, you know. So the thing, they do this big, complicated transaction, and then they stand there and study the receipt for an extended period of time. You feel like just, like, shoving them down, you know. Also, Sam's/Costco, people going up and getting their the samples, you know. And then they eat it. They consume the sample right in front of the person and give them a critique. I mean, this isn't a wine tasting thing. I mean, this is like a quarter of a Hot Pocket, you know. So just get your stupid ass out of my way so I can have my quarter of a Hot Pocket, and then I'll get out of the way for the next guy. This is the way it's supposed to work. You're not supposed to stand there and look up in the air and, like, contemplate, you know, the flavors you're getting in the back of your tongue and all this stuff. Get the fuck out of the way. God. See, these are the kind of things I judge on. And I think there needs to be more of that kind of judging, less of the other kind. Is that controversial? All right. Anyway, we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back on Thursday over at Patreon. If you want to hear that show, you'll have to sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. It's called a patronage in the Patreon world. It's easy to do. Just go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Jeff K. And sign up there. You'll gain access immediately. Just instant. See the chirping? Do you hear the chirping? You sign up. Oh, God. Sign up. Instantly gain access to all the old Thursday shows. I wouldn't say they're old. You know, one of them's from last Thursday. Is that old? No, I would say it is not. But anyway, you gain access to all the Thursday shows that have come before. That's a better way of putting it. And you'll have access, instant access, to all the future shows as they are released. So you double down on the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. And that, my friends, is a good thing to do. I mean, it's good for your mental health. It's good for your emotional health, your spiritual health. Do it today. Patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up. $4 will do it. You can sign up for more if you want, but $4 will unlock the audio. So do it today. Hope you enjoyed this. I will be back over at Patreon on Thursday. Hope you guys have a great one. I will see you. Bye. Constantly chirping at all times. It's a chirping son of a whore.